You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In February of this year, Quebec got a new provincial political party. Quebec Solidaire was created by the merger of two other left-wing parties. In April, the party ran a candidate in a provincial by-election and received 22% of the total vote. Quebec Solidaire invited the Green Party to join its coalition, an offer the Greens rejected in May. Recent polls suggest that Quebec Solidaire is behind the Green Party in terms of popular support. There's no date for the next provincial election, though it is expected to be held by spring of 2007. Lorraine Gay works as a researcher of community movements at the University of Montreal and as a nurse in a Montreal rehabilitation hospital. She is the spokesperson for the Mouvement d'Abord Solidaire and belongs to the nonpartisan coalition Réseau de Vigilance. She joins me by phone from her home in Montreal. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
In the next election, how will Quebec Solidaire affect support for the other parties?
Well, it will affect it for sure. But at the same time, we have to be very conscious that we are in a representation system, you know, that doesn't permit, at least for the next election, the proportional vote, which makes it a little bit more difficult for Quebec Solidaire. But at the same time, you know, there's a sort of not gathering at the center right of the PQ and the Liberal Party, which makes a sort of opening for leftist forces. So for me, I mean, it's going to go from one riding to another. You know, we'll have probably very different result in at the riding level, which poses a sort of always eternal question in that type of representation system, representation without any proportional vote. It's the strategic vote. Because Quebec Solidaire has a possibility to win in the ridings that the PQ already holds, because the ridings that are old from generation to generation by the Liberals, well, Quebec Solidaire is not big chances, you know, to win some votes in these types of ridings. But on the other aspect, the PQ riding will be a sort of place for Quebec Solidaire to pick up some votes, and that will happen. Probably some of the highlight figures of Quebec Solidaire, for example, Françoise Laville, which has already announced or being in the next election in the Gouin riding, will probably do very well, you know, and some other leaders too of Quebec Solidaire. But that's not going to be true in all the ridings. Also, we have to take into account maybe something that was not foreseen by the Quebec Solidaire, because the François David's plan was to unite all the left forces, including the Green Party. So this didn't happen, and that's a little bit tricky now, because, and I don't think, maybe they'll change their mind, but I don't think that the Green Party will make a fusion with Quebec Solidaire for mainly two reasons. First, Green parties are not always left parties, you know. They tend to get votes from people that sometimes are right, people on political, economic, and social issues, but that are really interested only in ecologist issues and environmental issues. So the first reason is that what would be their reason to join a party which is frankly at the left of them. And secondly, all the green parties in the world tend to be to preserve their autonomy. And I think that in the last election, that the leadership of the Canadian left Green Party, her new leader, will encourage the Quebec Green Party to continue to be very autonomous. And the last poll has, in a sense, given them reasons to go into that situation. So with two parties, you know, that makes two left, or with the Green, Québec solidaire, the Québec, the PQ, and the PLQ, and a rightist party, l'Action démocratique, which runs, you know, around 12, 15, up to 18 in some ridings too. Well, that makes five party in a representation system that only permits two, which is very difficult for little parties. You know.
In terms of their platform, social and economic policy, mm-hmm. how do the newer parties differ from the other provincial parties and from each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, Québec solidaire is very openly an anti-globalization, anti-liberal, how do you say that, libre-échange, against
the neoliberalism.
It's clearly feminist, it's clearly anti-capitalist, and it's clearly sovereignist, but puts the social project before the sovereignty. So already you can say that Québec solidaire is on a special tribune, you know, to put forward these orientation, and these orientation place this party really at the left of the PQ, especially of the last PQ, from Bouchard leadership in the PQ. The PQ has been moving more at the center right, and sometimes at the right, completely at the right, and some Quebecers don't find now a lot of difference between the PLQ of Charest, because, which is also a conservative, and Boisclair's leadership now, which is the right of the PQ. So this place is again the Québec solidaire a little bit in a better position with left votes. At the same time, there's a sort of also another situation in the PQ. There is now a political club, which are SPQ LIM. That means it's Syndicaliste et Progressiste LIM. That means the union and the progressive people free. They have a constituency inside the constituency of the PQ. The president of the PQ, of the party, is Monique Richard, which is a former leader of the teachers' union. And they have tried to gather the left militants in the PQ, putting forward that it's the move that we must make now, that the left must make in Quebec, is to pull PQ to the left and not form another left party. So this, what is the difference between the left wing, if you say, of the PQ and Québec solidaire? Well, sometimes they have the same position, and other times SPQ Lib is in a difficult position because they have to be in opposition with Boisclair, for example, which happens a few days ago, when Boisclair said, you know, that we must take good care of the capital, you know, so and put restraints on unions and things like that, which make them mad, and they've come out in the pub, in the press, in the media, you know, to denounce their own leaders, in fact. So that's also another situation, you know, where Quebec Solidaire can play a role. Maybe we can think that someday, if that the left of the PQ, SSP, QLIM, finds that you really that there's nothing to do with that PQ party, maybe they will join Quebec Solidaire. I don't know, you know. There's no sign of this now, but it's a possibility.
Do the parties take a different approach to the issue of sovereignty?
Yes, yes. We can say that the PQ is obsessed by the sovereignty. It always proposes a referendum, you know, and the day they arrive in power, they promise that in that mandate they're going to do another referendum, even if the population is very prudent and wouldn't like another referendum now, you know. But the Quebec Solidaire's for Quebec Solidaire, the sovereignty is only a mean to achieve a social project, a political and social project. So they're not on the same they don't have the same tuning on the question of sovereignty, which brings them with no possibility of alliances now, you know, on that question. It's difficult for me to say how it's going to evolve, because we don't know even the position now of the new leader of the PQ party, Boisclair, which is now taking slowly his distance with the official program of the party. And so we'll see, you know, how things will evolve. And there's another situation. You have also a sort of little but significant movement in the civil society putting forward a sort of more participatory process to discuss and resolve in a way the national question, the sovereignty question, and the place of Quebec in or out Canada. And it is a movement inside the civil society saying that sovereignty or the process to discuss it doesn't belong to the political parties only. And this is a little bit new in the setup of that discussion, you know. So we'll see how things will evolve also on the part of the civil society.
Just switching now to federal politics, in the, the last election, the Conservatives won a number of new seats in Quebec, and after the election seemed very focused on strengthening their support in the province. But recently polls have shown that support for Conservative policy, and in particular foreign policy, is falling in Quebec. On what issues have you seen strong organized opposition to the Conservative platform?
Well, and it's, you know, the last poll, and I think a few days ago or yesterday only in Quebec, it's still going down, the support. They lost another 3 points. So the perspective of forming a majority government relying on the Quebec support is now, it's not a possibility for them anymore. And the MPs, the Conservative MPs in Quebec are really, I wouldn't say nobodies, that would be too much, but I mean, they're nul, how do you say that in English?
Nothing.
You know, we don't hear them, we don't see them, and when we hear them, they say stupid things, you know. So, I mean, it's not a good perspective for them now. But the issues that contributed to their lowering in the public opinion. First, there's the question of the war. The investment in the army is unilateral support to Israel in the last Middle East conflict. it started from that. It's in the summer, you know, that he started to lose vote in the Quebec on this question. There were strong mobilization against the Harper position on Lebanon, and there's still strong opposition on his position on Gaza and the role of Israel and the occupation and things like that. These are one issues that are still going on, and there's going to be a big demonstration the 28th of October on Afghanistan, and a lot of people are mobilizing to demand strongly that the Canadian Army get out of Afghanistan. So there's a big mobilization on that, and it's one issue is very important. The other one was the out games, you know, and all what's related to homosexuality, the marriage question between people of the same sex. And this has a strong support in Quebec. You know, even conservatives cannot go against this. This would be accepted to discuss that question. This is finished for us. I mean, it's over. It's we have this. We have a law that protects the rights of same sex people and things like that. So all moves, you know, that he makes in that direction, that the Harper government moves in that direction, puts him behind the polls for this question. Just an example, at the opening ceremonies of the out games, you know, he didn't show up first, and his representative couldn't say one word. He was booed all the time by 30,000 people. So this was very strong, and it's still a very strong opposition of his position on that. And the other, the two other issues, the Kyoto Protocol, which has a strong support in Quebec. So again, his last policy on air, the purity of air, was criticized, you know, very, very sharply here. And people in Quebec want the Kyoto Protocol to be respected. And so we're going to go ahead on this. And this is sort of a frontal opposition with the Harper government. And the last one was the AIDS, last International Congress in Toronto, where, again, he didn't show up. And also, in Quebec, there's a strong support for these type of issues. And people won't, even conservatives won't, that voted maybe for Harper on the fact that he had promised to respect the provincial constituencies and powers and things like that, to be less centralized and to resolve the fiscal disequilibrium. Well, I mean, that won't stand in front of all the issues that I was talking to you about.
Just going back to foreign policy, have elected representatives within Quebec been vocal about speaking out against Canadian support of Israel or extended commitment in Afghanistan?
Oh yeah. Well, on the Lebanon war, the Gilles Duceppe, the leader of the Bloc, André Boisclair, leader of the PQ, François David, leader of Québec Solidaire, and all the union leader too, la FTQ, the CSN, la Fédération des Infirmières, all what we have of leadership, you know, political, union, community, women's group, ecologist group, the Artists pour la Paix, Peace, Artists for Peace, well, whatever was as a leadership in the Quebec society, on that respect, we were in the street. We were all together in the street with 20,000 people last August to protest against Israel action in Lebanon and to give solidarity to the Lebanon people and the Palestinian people. So there was no doubt about that, you know. On the Afghanistan issues, that's a little bit more tricky. We still don't have the support of the bloc on that, and it's so good thing that the NPD has taken a strong position. I think it's going to help the bloc to move in that direction, at least we hope, you know. But Quebec Solidaire has taken a strong position against for the withdrawal of the Canadian Army of Afghanistan. And some in the FTQ, the debate is beginning now on that. And there's sort of the mobilization for the next demonstration will be a sort of test, in a way, of the persistence of the public, of the Quebec public opinion against occupation, against war, against army investment, and all these things that goes with the fact that we are in war now.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Lorraine.
It was a pleasure.
I've been speaking with Montreal community activist Lorraine Gay. This is Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.